Well, it's always a pleasure to be talking with Martin Babakin and talk about the weather. Martin is a lecturer and a meteorologist, and he joins me now. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Hi, Shane. Good afternoon.
Good to have your company again today, Martin. And it's very dry inland. A bit of rain along the coastal regions, but it is very dry inland at the moment.
Especially inland, New South Wales. I mean, I was speaking to farmers, one of my mates, farmer Rick Lard at Narrabri. He was telling me all about how the conditions are becoming deteriorating in that area for cattle industry, for farming industry and everything else. So that's the reason I'm focusing my forecast not only on Gloucester area, I'm going to focus on northwest slopes and plains, giving them some ideas what's going to happen. I know we're going to monitor this on, I could do it on a monthly basis, but more accuracy on 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks we're going to give you a forecast what's going on ahead, but we could give you an idea what's going to happen till the end of the year, what conditions are developing, what weather pattern is developing for till the end of the year. Then every 2 weeks we're going to give you the quality of the forecast, how much rain you're going to get every 2 weeks. Now, we're looking at, right now, the El Niño Southern Oscillation Index remains neutral. Neither El Niño or La Niña. All the climate models indicate that INSO El Niño Southern Oscillation will continue to be neutral phase for the least southern, at least for end of southern hemisphere winter. So till the end of the winter, it's neutral conditions. During El Niño rainfall in eastern Australia, it's typically very low. During winter, spring, if El Niño is very low, in neutral INSO, very little effect on our weather patterns. It's got no effect at all, effect on Australian climate. Indian Ocean Dipole remains neutral again. All the six international climate models suggest that Indian Ocean Dipole is likely to remain neutral until at least the Southern Hemisphere spring. So there it is. All the conditions are there showing there's not enough rain. When I was looking at putting the model together, trying to see, okay, what can we do? What can we predict? Is it La Niña is not active? Neutral conditions are very strong. Is La Niña developing? Well, this is what I discovered now. Looking at June, July, August, La Niña is 7%. Neutral is 66%, El Niño is 26%. And July, August, September, La Niña is 9%, neutral is 54%, El Niño is 37%. El Niño is climbing at this stage. August, September, October, La Niña is 11%, neutral is 44%, and El Niño 45%. This is what makes me a bit concerned about it. It means do we have to have another El Niño developing taking place? I'm coming down till the end of the year. October, November to December, yes, El Niño is 55%, neutral 33%, and La Niña is 12%. So there is an element weak El Niño developing taking place within our climatic condition till the end of the year. So we're going to keep monitoring this weather pattern, what's going to happen. Now I'm going to give you weather forecast first for Gloucester, and second I'll give another forecast for Narrabri. Starting from 25th of June, I'm going all the way till 1st of July, Sunday. Monday is dry, southeasterly winds, humidity 53%, no rain at all, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 12 degrees. On Tuesday, same thing, dry weather conditions, north-northwesterly winds about 5 knots, maximum temperature 19. On Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 19, north-northwesterly winds, 8 to 10 knots winds. On Sunday, it's going to be Thursday, Sunday, the 28th. Maximum temperature is going to be sunny, maximum temperature 19, and wind northerlies, and then 9 to 20 knots. That's give you an indication there's a system moving towards the region. On Friday, the 29th, rain expected, maximum 19. I'm expecting 6 millimeters of rain. On Saturday, expecting rain, maximum 16, about 10 millimeters of rain. On Sunday, I would expect the rain. Sunday, the 1st of July, maximum temperature 15, about 10 millimeters of rain. So that's rain starting on Thursday, the 28th of June, till 2nd of July. Looking for Narrabri, looking at 25th of June till 1st of July. Monday, the 25th, sunny, maximum temperature 19, humidity 48%. Tuesday, few clouds. Maximum temperature 19, and the humidity 48%, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 12 degrees. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 19, relative humidity 51%, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 13 degrees. On Thursday the 26th, expecting some rain at Narrabri. Maximum temperature 21, wind north-northeasterlies, humidity rising to 75%, 6 to 7 millimeters rain expected at Narrabri. Soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 14 degrees. You can see how dry the land was. Once it got a bit of showers, immediately soil moisture increases. On Friday, the 29th, light showers, maximum temperature 19, wind east-southeasterlies, 2 to 3 millimeters of shower rain. On Saturday, light showers, about humidity 69%, 2 to 5 millimeters of showers. On Sunday, few clouds. Total amount of rain expected for Narrabri between 10 to 12 millimeters, starting from 28th of June till 1st of July. I hope that this will continue. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We really do appreciate it, and I'm sure the farmers, particularly in the northwest, will appreciate your weather analysis today as well.
Thank you very much.
And if you would like to ask Martin a question, you can email support@bucketsradio.com.au and hear the full podcast at our website. That's bucketsradio.com.au.